WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Has Susan Sontag gone soft? Book critic Maureen Corrigan says Sontag's new novel, In America, is great fun to read, but a little mushy.
One side effect of reading Susan Sontag's latest novel, In America, is that I'm a little less afraid of her than I used to be. My fear has been well grounded. After all, she's such a formidable intellectual presence. All those awards, including the MacArthur Genius Award, all those books. And then there's the way she looks. For years, she maintained that trademark lightning bolt of white hair shooting through her black mane. Now, as the book jacket photo for In America shows, she's gone all white, like Zeus. But those appraising X-ray eyes of hers are the same. I watched those eyes in action a few years ago at a bookstore. Sontag was reading from her last novel, The Volcano Lover, and entertaining questions from an awed crowd. Nonetheless, she wasn't nice. Whenever anybody asked her a simplistic question about the novel, those eyes would flick away in boredom, publicly cutting off the supplicant's life support. So who would have guessed that deep inside that massive, overactive brain of Sontag's lurked the plot for a beautifully written, old-fashioned historical novel, complete with a somewhat retro moral? For In America is about a woman, an actress, who chooses work over love. She's adored by theater audiences, but at the end of the evening, she's alone, and she wonders wistfully about the price she's paid for fame. In America is cleverly elusive and, of course, drenched in insightful historical detail. But maybe what's most endearing about this novel is that, consciously or not, it's indebted to that classic tearjerker of the American cinema, A Star is Born. For the first 50 or so pages of In America, I did think that instead of historical melodrama, I was going to have to grapple with a weighty novel of ideas. The story is set in the 1870s and focuses on a group of Polish artists and intellectuals who've resolved to emigrate to America and live on an agrarian commune, modeled on the principles of the socialist utopian Charles Fourier. The charismatic center of this group is a beautiful woman in her 30s named Marina Zalazowska, then Poland's greatest actress. Here's how Marina, who of course loves to self-dramatize, describes herself to a companion. "I am not quick, not clever, just a little above mediocre, but I've always understood that I can triumph by sheer stubbornness, by applying myself harder than anyone else." That she does. When the group settles on a ramshackle grape farm near Anaheim, California, Marina throws herself into swabbing down the farmhouse and cooking. And when the commune predictably crumbles, Marina works to master English so she can conquer the American stage. She triumphs in Shakespeare plays from San Francisco to Scranton. Her Camille is the toast of Kalamazoo. Along the way, Marina meets Henry James, Edwin Booth, and her rival, Sarah Bernhardt. She also cheats on her selfless husband, whom we learn is gay. She has a torrid affair with Richard, the young journalist who worships her. But because Marina is a capricious creature, living most fully in the transitory world of the stage, she decides to cut Richard loose and warm herself only on the memory of their love. The image of a woman who defies 19th century strictures and becomes the mistress of her own fate obviously fascinates Sontag. In addition to Marina, we meet a roving female photographer as well as a female saloon keeper. In the prologue, Sontag explicitly imagines herself entering the world of the novel as an observer and makes reference to that ideal of 19th century independent womanhood, George Eliot. But In America is quite unlike those philosophy-laden fictions Eliot churned out. Marina's reason for instigating the commune in the first place turns out to be more therapeutic than ideological. She yearns to lose herself in the vacancy of the American landscape, its deserts and oceans and night sky. "I'm thriving," Marina says at one point, "on being stripped of almost all that makes me distinctive to others and myself." And in America, Sontag seems to want to lose herself in vivid set pieces about immigrant New York, the Philadelphia Centennial Exhibition, and the primeval California countryside, as well as the dangerous terrain of romantic infatuation, which was all fine by me. I was quite happy here to go along for what turned out to be an entertaining, but surprisingly not a terribly taxing ride.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed In America by Susan Sontag.